感谢主，教会四十岁，那我送给教会一个牌子，荣耀的教会。
So the plaque says a glorious church.
希望未来的四十年。
We hope that in the next 40 years.
这是我们的目标。
And this is our goal.
送给哪一位牧师？
马牧师。
哇。
照一个照片。这个是大家的责任的哈。总会要交是大家的责任。
是。所以我们把牌子传给每一个人。
对。
我pass the flag around. It's everyone's responsibility to build a glorious church.
所以你们的指纹都在上面了。
So all your fingerprint will be on it as evidence.
我相信这是一个高兴的日子。
This is indeed a very happy day.
当我们有一个前面的目标的时候，都是值得高兴的。
It's great to have a goal in front of us.
所以每一位弟兄姊妹一同努力，我们把教会奉献给主。
So let's all work together to give this church to the Lord.
让它成为一个荣耀的教会。
And let it be a glorious church for the
Lord. 今天跟各位一同思想这个题目，神的信实。
Today our topic is God's faithfulness.
这是教会希望我们一同来思想的。
This is what the church would like us to meditate on today.
我们纪念教会四十周年，我想呢，这是一个见证神信实的一个日子。
And 40 year is indeed a day that we can testify for God's faithfulness.
其实四十年有很多人事物的变化。
40 years have included many, many changes.
昨天我的儿子到家里看望我们。
Yesterday, Dr. Liang's son came back to visit him.
现在儿子都要看望父母的 visitation.
So visitation from the son.
他带着他的一个还没有到一岁的女儿来看我们。
He brought a young baby, less than 1 year old.
我就想哇，时间过得真快。
So indeed, time flies.
我们来美国的时候，他五岁。
When Dr. Liang came to America, he was 5 years old.
到2017，他已经有一个一岁的孩子了。
In 2017, now he has a 1 year old baby.
四十年有很多人事物的变化。
40 years include many changes.
不单只是每一个人的生命的成长。
Not just that we grow in our life.
还有人与人之间的关系也有很多的变化。
And our relationship between people also changes.
如果你在美国够久，你就发觉哇，这五年、十年，这个社会道德水准变化很多很多。
In America, we also notice in the last 5-10 years, the society has changed a lot, the moral standards changed a lot.
所以当我们面对这个社会的时候，你要有一个概念，就是不断的在变。
As we face the society, we know that everything changes.
三天一变，五年一变，大变。
3 days, a small change. 5 years, a big change.
所以我们中国也有一个很流行的名言哈。
And in Chinese, there's a saying.
大家都知道，三年一小变，五年一大变，是吧？
Three years, a small change. Five years, a big change.
大概不是了，现在已经是三个月就一个大变了哈。
Now almost like every 3 months, we see a change.
所以我们心里要有一个准备，就是很多事情都在改变。
So we need to be prepared. Everything changes very quickly.
世界上唯一不变的定律就是改变的定律。
And the only unchanging law in the world is actually the law of change.
虽然我跟你们在一起也相当一段日子了。
You know, Dr. Liang has been with us for many years.
可是如果你仔细看的话，你就发觉我也在改变。
So you can also see that she's also changing.
哎，年轻的时候变成年老了哈。
We are growing older.
所以若是有一些姐妹很客气，她说梁老师你都没有变，跟从前一样。
Some sister will say, Dr. Liang, you look exactly the same as before.
我说谢谢你美丽的谎言。
Thank you for your beautiful lie.
唯一不变的定律就是改变的定律。
Because the only unchanging thing is that the law.
所以你就发觉前任的总统奥巴马定了很多的法律制度。
You see the previous president Obama set up a lot of laws.
Trump 一上来全部把它推翻掉。
And Trump came over and completely changed everything.
所以改变呢可能会带来进步。
So change sometimes can bring progress.
可是改变呢会带来一种我们的没有安全感。
But change also brings insecurity.
我们没有办法掌握，没有办法把握下一步是怎么样，明天是怎么样，明年是怎么样。
We have no control over what's going to happen in the next step tomorrow.
因为我们没有办法掌握，没有办法把握，所以我们对人、对事、对社会有一点不信任感。
because we cannot control it. So sometimes we distrust people and the society.
可今天我们讲到神的信实的时候，
but today as we talk about God's faithfulness,
我想我从这个角度跟各位一同思想。
Let's meditate on this perspective.
基督挑战了世上改变的定律。
The Christ challenges all the laws of the world.
世界上一切都会改变，基督不改变。
Everything will change, but Christ will not change.
这个很重要。
This is very, very important.
所以他说，天地都改变了，唯有你永不改变。
You will roll them up like a robe, like a garment, they will be changed, but you remain the same.
他说，耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远都是一样的。
Christ Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever.
还有呢，神的应许无论有多少在基督里面都是是的，所以借着他都是实在的。
Well, no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ.
我们说世界上许多人改变，许多事改变，所以你不信任他。
In this world, many things can change, so we don't trust them.
可当我们想到我们信仰当中那个基督是不改变的时候，你一定要定睛在他身上。忠实地相信他。
But in our faith, we know that Christ is always the same, so we can focus our eyes on him.
所以当我们讲到信实的时候，我们记得一件事，世界上没有太多是可信的东西。
In this world, we cannot trust in many things.
可是在信仰当中，在基督里面，很多东西你要重新再去掌握，相信他是永不改变的。
But in our faith, in the Lord, we know that he will not change.
所以信实就是不改变。
Faithfulness equals unchanging.
这几个经文告诉我们是是的，是实在的，是阿们的。
In the passage we say, yes, it's truly, it's amen.
你真的对你的信仰有这样一个确信吗？
Do you have this kind of assurance in your faith?
你对救恩有这样一个信任吗？
Do you have this kind of trust in the salvation?
你对神有这样一个信任吗？
Do you have this kind of trust to God?
所以今天我们讲到神的信实的时候，
So we talk about God's faithfulness.
我们为着神不改变献上感谢。
We want to give thanks for his faithfulness.
因此在诗篇当中，在新约里面都多次提到信实这两个字。
In Psalms and also in New Testament, many areas they mention this word faithfulness.
我发觉一件事情。
And Dr. Liang discovered one thing.
诗篇里面讲到信实的时候，都是讲了个人的经历。
In the Psalm, when it's talking about faithfulness, talking about personal experience.
诗人说：“谢谢天父，谢谢神保守我的平安。”
The psalmist say, "Thank the Lord for watching over my safety."
谢谢神供应我一切的需要。
Thank God for providing everything I need.
谢谢神打退我的敌人。
Thank God for defeating my enemy.
所以很多时候我们为着我们经历神的信实献上感谢。
So often we give thanks for our personal experience.
可是我看保罗的书信的里面的时候，
But as we look at Paul's writing,
保罗不是讲个人的经历去感谢神的信实。
Paul's not talking about giving thanks for your personal experience.
他从另外一个层次来讲神的信实。
You look at it in a different level.
那我觉得是更值得我们今天教会四十周年一同来思考的。
It's even more worthy of us to take a look at it today as we enter
40th anniversary. 所以这个信实是什么意思呢？
So what is faithfulness?
是的。
It is yes.
实在的。
It is truly.
它是阿们。
And it is amen.
所以你们每次祷告完了说阿们，知道是什么意思吗？
So at the end of prayer we say amen. What does it mean?
阿们就是我同意这位带领祷告的同工牧师他所讲的话。
Means I agree the prayer of this co-worker, this leader.
他的祷告就是我的祷告。
His prayer is my prayer.
所以我们讲阿们。
Then we say amen.
那因此呢，在诗篇当中有两处，至少两处经文这样谈。
In the Psalms, we see two areas that mention this.
他说我要将你的信实传与万代。
I will make your faithfulness known through all generations.
他要讲到他的信实是直到万代。
His faithfulness continues through all generations.
请问你，如果你个人经历神的信实只有一代，就是你个人的那个岁月里面。
If you experience God's faithfulness, it's just talking about your own generation.
可是如果你要把神的信实传与万代的话，
But if you want to make his faithfulness known through all generations,
那就超越你个人的七八十年、八九十年的那一代。
It's the past your 70 years or 80 years your age.
所以当我们讲到阿们的时候，
So as we take a look at Amen,
希伯来文，
This is Hebrew.
很漂亮哈。
It's a beautiful language.
所以希伯来文讲阿们，希腊文也是阿们，英文也是阿们，中文也是阿们。
So in Hebrew, in Greek, in English, in Chinese, we all say Amen.
当我们讲到神的信实传与万代，我们说阿们的时候，
When we say amen to his faithfulness continue to all generations.
那我们是相信什么呢？我们是觉得他是什么怎么样实在的在我们当中来传递下去到万代呢？
What do we truly believe in? How His faithfulness can continue through all generations?
所以今天呢，我借着这个四十周年，跟各位从另外一个层次思想。
So let's take a look at this from a different level.
我们感恩神是信实的。
We give thanks because God is faithful.
因为神的信实，所以人有一个确据。
Because God's faithfulness, we have certainty.
我让你带，让你走到一个更高的层次，看神的信实。
And let's take a look at God's faithfulness on a higher level.
不是说我个人得到什么，经历什么。
It's not that what I have experienced, what I have received.
那是短的，是过去的，会过去的。
That is a very short term.
可当我们讲到神的信实传万代的时候，我想这个感谢，这种惊叹是更。更奇妙更欢乐的
It was talk about the faithfulness through all generations This kind of surprise This kind of joy is even greater
所以我们来读一下哥林多后书第一章十八到二十二节
So let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 1 18-22
你可以用你的语言来读
You can read whatever language you want
广东话也可以
You can also read in Cantonese if you want
我们一起
read it together
请我指着信实的神说
As surely as God is faithful
Our message to you is not
yes
and
no
因为我和希拉并提摩太在你们中间所传的神
by me and Silas and Timothy,
就没有是而又非的
no, but in him, it had always been yes.
神的应许
no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ.
所以我借着他都是实在的
and so through him, the amen is spoken to us,
to
the glory of God.
那在基督里坚固我们和你们
Christ,
并且高我们的就是神他又用印了我们并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据
as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come
所以保罗在这里讲到神的信实的时候他不是说神保守我平安没事
so here Paul talks about faithfulness it's not talking about God has protected me
神供应我一切的需要
that God has provided everything for me
这个人性的是非常狭窄的
our personal faithfulness is very short
他讲到神的信实的时候他讲到救恩
but when you talk about God's faithfulness talk about salvation
他讲到神他所传的道
talk about his words
他讲到神的应许
his promises
他讲到神这个赐给我们一个印记
He gave us a seal.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们来感谢神的时候
，So as we give thanks to the Lord,
我知道神保守你，我知道神医治你，我知道神供应你。
I know that God has protected you, God has healed you, God has provided for you.
但是我们希望借着这个教会四十周年的纪念，我们来想一件事。
But as we approach 40th anniversary, let's think about one thing.
我们为一个事情，为两个事情感恩。
Let's give thanks for one thing or two things.
为神的救恩。
Especially want to give thanks for God's salvation.
为神的给我们教会，我们感谢。
Especially give thanks for church.
因为神的救恩是实在的。
Because God's salvation is true.
是不改变的。
It's unchanging.
是永存的。
It's forever.
神的教会是实在的。
And a church is also
不改变的。
Truly, it will not change.
存到万代的。
It's continuous to all generations.
所以我们从这两个角度来献上感谢。
So give thanks for these two perspectives.
基督给你的救恩是实在的。
Christ is faithful in your salvation.
你有没有想过，我信耶稣真的得救吗？
Have you thought about, am I truly saved?
我信耶稣真的可以，以后我们用这个通俗的话，上天堂吗？
If I believe in Jesus, can I enter heaven?
我会不会半途就耶稣就说，哦，放弃你了，不要你了，这样？
Would Christ, give up on me, halfway?
若是这样子，我们整个信仰的过程当中，所有的时间，所有的精力就是白费了哈。
That means that some of our faith and our effort will be completely wasted.
今天保罗跟我们说，基督给我们的救恩是实在的。
But Paul is saying that Christ's faithfulness is salvation is faithful.
所以你看，约翰福音说，到我这里来的总不丢弃他。
Gospel John said, "Some will come to me, I will never drive away."
一个都不失落。
I will lose none.
没有人把他们从我的手里面夺去。
No one can snatch them out of my hand.
你有这个确据吗？
Do you have this assurance?
到他那里来的。
You can, whoever come to him,
一个都不失落。
You will not lose any.
没有人能够把你夺去。
No one can snatch them out of
his hand. 你真正的信耶稣，真正的得救的时候，的话，上帝总不会丢弃你。
If you truly believe in Christ, God will not forgive, will not lose you.
很特别的，在这些圣经里面，这些圣经当中谈到说，神要叫他末日复活。
And very specially, also mentioned, I will raise him up on the last day.
在四次谈四次那么多。
He mentioned four times.
所以保罗除了assure 这些会众 这个救恩是实在之外呢
So Paul want to assure the audience that the faithfulness of salvation.
我觉得他在哥林多前书十五章的一个宣告非常特别。
There's a very special proclamation in First Corinthians chapter 15.
他用基督的复活来证明你们以后一定会复活。
He used Christ's resurrection to prove that indeed you will be raised.
他用基督复活来肯定自己所传的不是徒然的。
He used Christ's resurrection to prove that whatever he was preaching was not in vain.
你们所信的也不是徒然的。
Whatever you believe in was not in vain.
所以这是哥林多前书十五章那边所说的。
So this is First Corinthians chapter 15.
基督没有复活，我们就没有复活。我们所传的就枉然，你们所信的也枉然。
If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
所以我们从第一个主题来思想的时候，我们要肯定相信救恩是实在的、信实的。
So、the first topic that we truly need to believe that our salvation is faithful.
不但有第一个重点，就是没有人能够夺去。
That no one can snatch us away.
还有第二个重点，就是末日要复活。
And we will be raised on the last day.
第三个重点，圣灵是印记。
And we have the seal of the Holy Spirit.
你们有圣灵吗
？Do you have Holy Spirit?
圣灵有对你说话吗？
The Holy Spirit speak to you.
圣灵是一个印记。
Holy Spirit is a seal.
第四点就是我去了还要回来的。
And number four, wherever I go, I will come back.
我想这是一个完整的救恩哦。
This is a complete salvation.
到神到耶稣那边来的没有一个人丢弃。
You go to Christ, you will not be lost.
在末后日子要复活。
You'll be raised on the last day.
没有圣灵为印记。
You have a seal of the Holy Spirit.
基督要再来见你。
And he will come again for you.
要阿门吗？
We say Amen.
我所说的都是实在的，保罗说。
All these, Paul said these indeed are true.
这是 Amen 的。
This is Amen.
所以不要担心。
So don't worry.
不要害怕。
Don't be afraid.
救恩在基督里面是一个完整的一个过程。
Your salvation is complete in Christ.
最近我看了一些的新闻。
Recently, Dr. Liang was reading some news.
我就发觉很多人对于现在可能有把握，对于未来一点把握都没有。
Many people are sure of what's happening now, but they have no control of the future.
如果你想参加这个团体呢，就是要好好的思想一下。
You really want to think about that before you join the group.
Arizona 有一个建筑。
Arizona is a building.
这个建筑里面呢有145具尸体。
There's 145 bodies.
我们中国人讲的，哎，这个过年年终讲讲尸体好像不太吉利哈。
So Chinese not very lucky to talk about bodies at the end of the year.
Arizona 这个 building 里面有145个尸体。
Arizona this building has 145 bodies.
这个建筑呢是它的温度是在零下328度。
And the temperature is -328.
这些尸体呢，都用这个 liquid nitrogen 来 frozen 它们。
So those bodies were actually frozen by liquid nitrogen.
意思说，这些人他不知道死了以后未来会怎么样。
These people after they die, they're not sure what's going to happen in the future.
他们等两件事。
They're waiting for two things.
第一就是医学发达到一个地步以后，他们的尸体解冻之后，他可以重新再活。
They're waiting for medical advances so that after in the future they can unfroze their body and they can live again.
不晓得有没有在他们当中相信说未来他可以复活。
I'm not sure how many people truly believe in bodily resurrection.
可是如果医学发达，他们被解冻之后可以重活，他们还是会死的。
But they want to believe in advanced medical science, so they could be revived. But after that, they could still die.
今天我们在这个世界上活着几十年。
In this world, we live a few decades.
可是我们不知道去世以后会怎么样。
But we don't know what's going to happen afterwards.
可是圣经告诉我们是，你。在末日，神会叫你复活。
But the Bible is very clear that you will be raised up on the last day.
我们的信仰给我们一个确据，它是一个完整的救恩。
Our faith gives us assurance it's a complete salvation.
你不需要去 Arizona.
You don't need to go to Arizona.
另外一个城市，如果你觉得近远一点的，就是 Michigan.
You can also go to the city in Michigan.
另外一个 city 更远的，就是 Russia 的一个 city， 苏俄的。
And Russia also has a city.
叫 Kirill Rush。
Called Kira Rush.
我们就发觉，世界上的人用这种的 方式来表示他们对于未来一点信心把握都没有。
A lot of people, you can see around the world, using this method because they have no faith and no trust in the future.
弟兄姊妹，你们有信心吗？末日神要叫你复活。
Do you have faith that on the last day you will be raised up?
那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
The one who calls you is faithful and he will do it.
求神帮助我们，为着救恩的信实，我们现在感谢。
May God help us and we give thanks for salvation.
第二，基督对教会的应许是信实的。
Number two, Christ is faithful in his promise to church.
我想呢，马太福音讲到说，教会建造在磐石上。
In the Gospel of Matthew, it says the church is built on the rock.
从马太福音上下文的这个磐石就是等于真理。
And this rock is the truth.
教会若是建立在真理上，这个教会是不会被摧毁的。
If a church is built on truth, it will not be destroyed.
因为真理有永恒性。
Because truth is forever.
真理有永存性。
Truth is eternal.
所以，若是教会建立在真理的这个磐石上，它是不可能被摧毁的。
If a church is built on the rock of truth, it will not be destroyed.
所以耶稣说，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
The gates of hell will not overcome it.
因为真理也可以叫人得自由。
Because truth can set you free.
所以无论教会与40年经过什么样的高低起伏。
So after all the ups and downs in the last 40 years for a church.
可能盛况还有衰微。
Sometimes the church was very prosperous. Sometimes church is not doing
well. 或者是有顺有逆。
Sometimes we have
顺利。
Something goes very smoothly and sometimes things are very challenging.
可能我们有人事之间的一种的摩擦。
And maybe between people the conflicts.
可是呢，教会它是神的心的所在，神的家。
But church is the home of God.
如果它在真理的磐石上，它是不会倒闭的。
If built on the rock of truth, it will not be destroyed.
那不单只是地方教会。
Not just a local church.
有时候我们觉得地方教会也会开啊关啊这样子。
Because we see the local church sometimes it will be built up, it will be closed.
可是这里所讲的是神那个。普世永恒的教会。
But here is talking about a universal church.
为什么呢？
Why?
教会是他的身体。
Because church is his body.
教会是那充满万有者所充满的。
Fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
基督用撕裂他的身体来建立教会这个身体。
Jesus, his body was broken in order to build this church.
所以求神帮助我们。
So ask God to help us.
与教会一起走。
Let's walk with the church together.
教会无论怎么样，我们就是在教会当中教导真理，实行真理。
We continue to teach the truth and to live out the truth in the church.
让教会建立在真理的磐石上。
Let the church build on the rock of truth.
神掌管一切。
God's in control of everything.
因为教会是他的身体。
Church is his body.
我想我们应该多为教会祷告。
We need to pray for our church more.
很多时候我们要求牧师，要求教会为我祷告。
Often we ask the pastor to pray for us, ask the church to pray for us.
可是我们每天为教会祷告。
But we need to pray for the church every day.
让那个充满万有者充满教会。
So the fullness of him will fill everything in every way.
让这个教会成为荣耀的教会。
Let this church be a glorious church.
在教会历史里面有一些这样的一个记录。
In the church history, we can take a look at many records.
神掌管一切。
God is in control of everything.
所以教会历史里面呢，有七个扭转教会的一个历史的关键。
We can see the seven key events in change of church history.
我跟各位分享三个。
We're just going to share three today.
第一个呢，就是主后五十年。
AD 50。
就是可以说是《使徒行传》十五章之后前后的事情。
It's about recorded in Acts chapter 15.
那个时候是有五旬节。
At that time, it's Pentecost.
那个时候也有很多教义的讨论。
There's a lot of discussion about teaching.
如果教会没有经历这个五旬节跟十五章的这个教义讨论的话
，If church did not go through the Pentecost and also did not go through the Council of Jerusalem,
我们就没有今天的外邦世界教会。
We will not have the church for Gentiles today.
因为那个时候他们讨论犹太跟外邦人之间的结合。
They were talking about the unity between the Jews and the Gentiles.
神就跟这些使徒们说，把它开放，不要守。犹太人的条规条而已。
And God told the apostles that we need to open up the church to everybody, not just the Jewish tradition.
所以五十年那一个特别的时刻，开放了教会 变成一个普世外邦的教会。
It's a very special event. AD 50 opened up the church to all the Gentiles.
第二个是1517马丁路德改革。
Number two, 1517, the Reformation by Martin Luther.
没有马丁路德那么勇敢的站在所有的主教面前跟他们据理力争的话，就没有今天的这样一个信仰的自由。
Without the braveness of Martin Luther to speak up, then we will not have that kind of freedom in our religion.
Martin Luther 强调唯独圣经、唯独信心、唯独恩典。
He emphasized scripture, faith, and grace.
信徒不需要透过这个主教才能够到神面前。
We don't need to go through the bishop in order to come before the Lord.
信徒不需要主教读圣经才能够读圣经、明白圣经。
We don't need to only listen to the bishop reading the Bible.
所以从马丁路德改教开始呢，这个信仰的自由跟普及，真是我们有目共睹的了。
So through Martin Luther, this faith become more free, and everyone can have access to the Word.
第三个我提出来跟各位分享的。
Number three, I want to share with you.
21st century 中国的政体。
20th century in Chinese government system.
中国的政体缩紧的时候，是不是毁灭了教会呢？
When the government was very tight, did it destroy the church?
中国的政体缩紧的时候，反而让教会蔓延得更快。
No, it actually stimulated the growth of the church.
所以遍地都是信徒起来组成一个教会来敬拜神。
So everywhere you have underground churches that was built up because of that.
我们看了三个变化。
We see the three changes.
变化带来扭转。
These changes bring a new era.
扭转带来发展。
And become develop.
所以弟兄姊妹，其实教会有变化。我刚刚说了，可能是进步。
Churches may change. Maybe it's a progress.
可能是一个挑战。
Maybe it's a challenge.
可是呢，我们需要对所有的变化有一个敏感度。
But we need to be sensitive to these changes.
我们也需要在这些变化当中一起的参与，让神的工作更明显。
We need to participate in these changes so God's work will be manifested.
三个扭转的关键，第一个50年，第二个1517，第三个21st century。
So we mentioned the three key events. One is AD 50, one is AD 1517, and the other one is 20th century.
今天我们的教会。
Today, our church.
还有北美华人教会。
The Chinese church in America.
在神的国当中的那个角色是什么？
What is our role in God's kingdom?
就是我们这个四面墙里面吗？
Is it within our four walls?
就是我们这个团体吗？
Is it just this group?
可能我们这些年轻一点的还再过40年。
Maybe our young people, they can have 40 more years.
庆祝80年的周年纪念。
Celebrate 80th anniversary.
我想你请不到我。
But you will not be able to invite Dr. Liang.
我们教会在神的国中有什么角色？
In our church, what is our role in God's kingdom?
我们用2018来开始另外一个40年的话。
Let's take a look at 2018 to look forward to the next 40 years.
我们看到神的信实。
We can see God's faithfulness.
对我们个人，对我们教会。
To us personally and also to church.
我们要用感恩的心，还有报答的行动来面对新的一个阶段。
We want to give thanks and want to respond to His grace.
不要徒受他的恩典。
Do not receive His grace in vain.
40岁的教会。
The church has 40 years.
应该有40岁的那种成熟度。
We should have that kind of maturity.
应该知道怎么样去在普世的教会当中，在神国当中扮演他的角色。
We need to know our role in God's kingdom.
记得，我们将神的信实传与万代。
Remember, to preach His faithfulness to all generations.
我们讲了救恩跟教会。
We talk about salvation. We talk about church.
只有神的救恩跟神对教会的旨意可以传到万代。
Only God's salvation, God's will for the church, can be made known through all generations.
我们在神面前求神兑现他的信实应许。
We ask God to be faithful to His promises.
若对我们个人来说是非常短暂的。
For us individually, it's very short term.
对这个教会，对神普世的教会，那是一个长远的神的心意，神的计划。
But for this church, for the universal church, it's indeed a very long term goal.
我们刚刚提到三个连带。
We mentioned three key events.
让我们一同来为教会祷告。
Let's continue to pray for our church.
祝福教会有一种耶路撒冷式的议会。
To bless our church to model after the Council of Jerusalem.
因为这个议会，所以改变了整个教会从犹太这个狭窄的范围啊、breakthrough 进程变成外邦教会。
Because of that meeting, the church has a breakthrough、from a very Jewish、sect become a universal church.
祝福教会有一些突破性的策略。
We ask God to bless our church to model after this to have a breakthrough strategy.
因为使徒行传十五章，神带领使徒们思想一个突破性的策略。
Because in Acts 15, God has led the apostles to think through and to go through this breakthrough.
第二个，祝福教会有一种信仰上面的再生。
Number two, we ask God to bless our church to have a renewal of our faith.
马丁路德勇敢地面对这些主教。
Martin Luther was very brave to stand up to all the other bishops.
他说传统是错误的。
The tradition, I mean, is wrong.
我们应该从这个传统里面出来，回到圣经当中。
We should walk out of the tradition, go back into God's words.
行真理，而不是守传统。
To live out the truth, not just following the tradition.
传统不一定完全错误。
Tradition may not be all wrong.
可是我们要用真理来重新审核传统。
But we don't want to use the truth to verify our tradition.
所以祝福教会有一种信仰的再生。
So I ask God to bless our church to renew our faith.
祝福教会有一种追随圣灵的工作的行动。
And ask God to bless our church to follow the Holy Spirit.
所以二十世纪的中国。
For 20th century in China.
我们发觉好像很紧张。
It seems that it was a very tense situation.
好像被约束被压迫。
It seems that they were very oppressed.
可是呢，神的教会继续发展。
But God's church continued to develop.
圣灵在这个末后的世代在做什么呢？
What is Holy Spirit doing in these end days?
圣灵在我的生命里面要我怎么样啊？站起来跟随圣灵的脚步呢？
What does Holy Spirit want me to stand up to follow him?
所以为着同胞，或者是为着目前世界上福音的需要。
For our kinsmen and for the world, the need for salvation.
我们也要起来行动。
We need to have action.
可能你自己起来。
Maybe you can stand up yourself.
可能你要支持华盛起来。
Or maybe you can support a seminary.
因为这是我的服事。
This is Dr. Liang's ministry.
愿神祝福教会。
May God bless the church.
四十年是非常成熟的一个年龄。
40 years is actually a mature age.
但愿我们在这个 legacy 上面继续下去。
We'll continue our legacy.
神给我们一切的应许供应绝对是信实的。
God is very faithful for his promise and his abundant supply.
最要紧的，神的救恩跟神对教会的应许是非常信实。
Most importantly, he's faithful in his salvation and his promise to church.
我们为着神对救恩跟教会的信实献上感谢。
We give thanks for God's faithfulness in his salvation and church.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.